What's up, you beautiful people? It's another day, and you know the rest. Now, I'm not going to repeat it again, but today I'm going to keep short and sweet, possibly sweet, I don't know. But I'm going to talk about just kind of, you know, we talked a little bit about creative process. I don't want to talk about the daily vlog. You know, truthfully, I don't have much to touch on today, but I do want to touch on this because it's a reminder, like today, vlogging is very much just vlogging your day, like a real vlog, and that's what I go for. Like, we got too many vloggers out there that just want to show the cool stuff or the good stuff or whatever it is. But a point of a vlog, in very much in the research that I've done, more people want to see real vlogs. They want to see the good, they want to see the bad, they want to see the smiles, they want to see the tears. And that's what I'm trying to do with my vlog, is very much just be honest with it, whether I'm having a good day or a bad day. I'm far from a negative person. Anybody knows me knows I love positivity and just making people smile, laughing, having a good time. But I have my bad days too, and I feel like it's just as important to share that. You know, today I'm having trouble figuring out what I'm going to do with the vlog, meaning that I do like to add cool little funny, you know, special effects or tricks or whatever in there. And I don't have a single, not one bit, like not a single idea. Like I have no idea what I'm doing, but that's just me in life in general. I never have any idea what I'm doing. I'm not even sure what I'm doing this very instance, which is probably not good. But as it, like, when you're creating, what you do is you want to try to look at everything around you. Look at your situation. Look for opportunities. You know, being opportunist is very important when it comes to creating, because most of the time we fly by the seat of our pants. I don't know if I like that term, but I hear it a lot lately, and I just said it. And that's, oh my God, I don't know why. Sorry, I apologize. We just wing stuff, you know, guns blazing. Is that better? All right, we'll go with that. And, but at the same time, a good, you know, for example, like I'm in film, so I'll use film as an example. Like film, it's good to sit down and plan out each scene. I mean, like an actual, there's an actual process to it, from writing out scene boards to writing, like, you know, for if it's going to be scripted, writing the script out, the planning the locations of the camera for each shot. Just, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it people don't realize. And that's the same with the vlog. There's a lot that goes into a vlog that people don't realize. Like, a well-put-together vlog. And I'm not saying mine's well-put-together by any means. Actually, I definitely believe I'm my own worst critic. Or maybe I just suck in general. But I see, like, you know, I watch my stuff and I'm like, man, you could have just done this. You could have done that. This could be so much better. And that's good and it's bad. I know you get a lot of people that say, hey, no self-defamation. But there's a difference between self-defamation and, like, being your own critic in a positive way. Like, okay, hey, that was great. Let's do it this way, though. Let's try this next time. Or let's try that out. And I think that's important. And here, you know, look to others for guidance. Absolutely. You know, and I'm talking like calling a friend, reaching out to someone, going by a buddy's house, bouncing ideas off them, or even someone that you admire on YouTube. And I say that, don't copy, but it's okay to share ideas. And here's the thing, in a world today, and I say this in a way that I don't like, I think it's going to come out wrong, but there's not a lot out there left that can be original. And I say that super, super reserved. Like, there is so much opportunity to just change the game. There is. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, all too often you'll see someone that did something in one of their videos or vlogs or whatever it is, or one of their creations that somebody else has done already, and they may or may not have known that. But it wasn't done intentionally, and it's kind of like, oh, you know, you people are like, hey, that's cool. That was cool the first time that so-and-so did it. And here's the thing. As creating, you're gonna always run into people that have something to say. Like, they've got nothing better to do. If they were busy focusing on their own stuff, they wouldn't have time to hate. But, you know, when it comes down to it, people hate because they're jealous, and that's the truth. Whether they realize it or not, that's the truth. Very much, I think I mentioned it in my very first podcast, actually, where I talked about, you know, Andy Warhol said, create art, and while you're waiting to see if people like it, create more art. And that couldn't be more true, and that's just, like, what I do. Like, when I do my vlogs, I edit them. I kind of go over them. I actually never even watch them all the way through. I just kind of try to make sure that the areas that I know that my computer is going to mess up in the rendering process, I try to see how bad it messed it up and like how off sync it made like the music, or did it cut a scene off, or any like just the things that happens when you use a MacBook that is almost as old as you are. I check for those little things and then I publish it. I hit that publish button and that's it. That's a wrap. I don't ever go back and look at them. So, and I feel like that's probably because of the fact I'm my own worst critic, because it's like, I may be okay with it-ish when I first do it, but if I go back, say, like, even a day later or even a week later and look at it, I'm like, man, what were you thinking? So, it's best I just don't do it. But, all right, guys, I told you I was going to keep this one short and sweet. To be honest, I feel like I ranted way more than I expected to on that. But just get out there and create, do your thing, go with the flow, have fun. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. Peace.